DixiePickerStore.com.
Celebrate the Collierville Spring Festival this weekend at Incarnation Church in Collierville. Fun for all ages, spaghetti dinner, live auctions, cornhole tournament, 5K run walk, food, games, local vendors, and sign up for the tennis doubles tournament. Collierville Spring Festival benefiting Incarnation Catholic Church in parish schools.
Chris Hardwick here, and today's Xfinity X1 challenge is all about in-home Wi-Fi. So we asked real people how reliable their Wi-Fi is throughout their home.
Sometimes I have it, and sometimes I don't.
And what happens when all your devices are going at once?
We can't all use our stuff at the same time.
It drops out a lot.
So we put Xfinity Internet to the test by connecting entire families to the same network on multiple devices at once.
I'm pretty impressed that it's able to hold up like this.
I want to switch.
Xfinity delivers the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Take the Xfinity X1 challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. You can't get that with AT&T. Learn more or get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet from Comcast for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment to equal with paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 4/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on gig speed and router on 5 gigahertz band.
It's the playoffs.
1 second. Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies.
The 2017 NBA playoffs are on Memphis's sports station. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing a unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
Carson's in studio producing this program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day with no obstacles and no disruptions. And I hope if you ever run a high major basketball program, you never get caught in a national story about whether you did or did not lose a recruit to a Division II school, because that isn't fun for anybody. But it does keep the offseason interesting. Needless to say, I'll walk you through it in just a moment. It'll be fun. You might even learn a thing or two about recruiting and public relations. But first, if you don't mind, very quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. First things first, we have Grizzlies tickets to give away. Game 3, Western Conference playoffs. When the Grizzlies is first happening tonight inside FedEx Forum. Tip-off's at 8:30. I've got a pair of tickets to give away. I will do that in this hour, I promise. Because Brad's going to make sure I remember to do it in this first hour. So if you want to go to FedEx Forum tonight, I got two tickets I'm going to give them away in the first hour of today's radio program. At 4:25, John Martin's going to join me. He's my little buddy, Cookie's ex-boyfriend. Used to date Cookie. Now he's with Sam.
She was a stripper, wasn't she?
True.
Yeah.
Not at the time.
No.
Is now.
Is now. Got right. it. I'm sorry.
And Carmelo Anthony got her pregnant. That's not true. I made that part up. That's not true. Yeah. The co-host of the Jason and John Show, he joins me Thursdays in the first hour. Today's Thursday. The first hour is like happening right now. He's going to be here at 4:25. Finish that segment. I'll do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, like I said, game 3 of Grizzly Spurs is tonight inside FedEx Forum. The officials have been identified. I will give you their names so that you can hate them on a personal level at 4:44. You know, just in case they try to rook the Grizzlies once again. Markel Crawford is going to Ole Miss. Nice pickup for the Rebels. We're going to talk about that a little later on this hour. Nike executive George Raveling called LeVar Ball, Lonzo's dad, the worst thing to happen to basketball in the past 100 years. So that seems ridiculous. We're going to get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Tiger Woods had another back surgery. Out for the rest of the year, at least. Will not play in any majors in 2017. Rough news. I'll give you the details during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Well, he'll help us get ready for Spurs-Grizzlies tonight. 5:25, we're going to be joined by Jeff Eisenberg, National College Basketball Writer for Yahoo Sports. He wrote about Memphis basketball today, so I'll let him provide an outsider's perspective on the current state of things. Jeff Eisenberg is going to be here at 5:25. Then we'll do dinner to go, and we'll get on out of here. So that's the rundown for this afternoon. We got a lot to get to, obviously. But I wanted to start with The Matt Stanley controversy. Another day, another round of unflattering columns connected to the Memphis basketball program. This time, because a player Memphis was recruiting, either recently or up until the moment he signed with Wachita Baptist University yesterday. That's a Division II school, by the way. Wachita Baptist University. It's a Division II school. So a prospect Memphis offered, according to three different people, a prospect that Memphis offered signed with Wachita Baptist. And that's a joke that basically writes itself. Yahoo Sports published a column on it. So did NBC Sports. It's been tweeted about and mocked by basketball writers who work for those sites. Plus, ESPN, The Sporting News, and several others. And now there's some debate about the particulars of this development, and I will get to that in a moment. But first things first, let's acknowledge something I think we can all agree on, and that's that this started because a Memphis staff member, reportedly Saul Smith, called and expressed interest in a player literally no other Division I school ever offered. Like, Longwood didn't offer this dude.
Oof.
Bethune-Cookman didn't offer this dude. Maryland Eastern Shore.
How about SIUE?
Didn't offer this dude. There are 351 Division I men's basketball programs, and the only one that ever offered him, according to three different people connected to Matt Stanley's recruitment, is the University of Memphis. Memphis offered somebody no other Division I school ever offered. In short, that's incredible. And that's the root of all of this. Whatever happened after that, happened after that. But everything starts with that. Everything starts with a Memphis coach inquiring. And again, according to three different people, offering a player literally no other D1 school wanted. You are the University of Memphis, for God's sake. You've been to three Final Fours.
Yeah.
You've enrolled Penny Hardaway, DeJuan Wagner, and Derrick Rose, and Tyreek Evans. You've enrolled McDonald's All-Americans on the regular since McDonald's All-Americans became a thing. You play inside an 18,000-seat NBA arena. You pay your head coach $3 million a year. If you work at a place where everything I just said is true,
yeah,
and you think even for a moment that recruiting a D2 prospect is reasonable, then you're either terrible at your job or you've forgotten where you work. Because that is ridiculous. Again, 351 Division I schools in this country. If there's a player no other Division I school has ever offered, you shouldn't be calling about him if you work at the University of Memphis, period.
Right. That's it.
Period.
Why are we having this discussion?
Now, there is the big question that remains that's been bounced around all day long, and that question is this. But did Memphis really offer Matt Stanley? That's been debated all day on this station, social media, message boards, wherever. And to that, I guess I would just say this. Matt Stanley says yes, that Memphis offered. His dad says yes, Memphis offered. His high school coach says yes, Memphis offered. And I suppose it's possible they're all lying. But if they're all lying, all three of them, this would be the first time I can remember three different people lying about a scholarship offer. So if for no other reason than that, I'll take them at their word. Now, whether the offer stood through yesterday is up for debate, I guess, but that really doesn't matter.
Right.
And I'll tell you why. Because what we know for sure is that one of two things happened here. One of two things happened here, and neither reflects well on the Memphis staff. Either Memphis genuinely got beat for a basketball player by a Division II school, which is obviously humiliating, or Memphis offered a Division II player, then backed off, but then nonsensically let the story of the offer live until it was too late, which is stunningly stupid. Either version of the story is ridiculous. Like, I can't tell you whether Memphis backed off after offering, but if Memphis did back off after offering, somebody on that staff should have called Mark Giannotto, the beat writer at the Commercial Appeal, and told him to kill the story. Kill the story.
Yeah.
Because from the moment Matt Stanley tweeted, I just got an offer from the University of Memphis, it was a story in this market. And Mark was consistently writing about it, tweeting about it, talking about it, waiting to see if he's going to visit, waiting to see if he's going to follow through on his commitment to Wachita Baptist. And so if you did get to a point where you either pulled the offer, went in another direction for whatever reason, or even if you never offered, you've got to kill that story. Right. And the way you kill it is with the beat writer who's writing about the story. You pick up the phone and you say, listen, here's the deal.
Right.
Saul called him, offered. We're not recruiting him. This has gotten all crazy. He's not going to be a Memphis Tiger.
There's no offer anymore.
Whatever the version of the truth is.
Right. However you phrase that, you got to call him.
We never offered. We offered, but now we backed off of it.
Right.
He's not going to be a Memphis Tiger, period.
Yeah, kill it.
And so what I need you to do is write that he's not going to be a Memphis Tiger.
Right.
As delicately as you can do it. However you think's best. We're not interested in embarrassing the kid. If you want to say it's because we decided to go in another direction because we got commitments from A, B, and C, that's fine.
Right.
However you do it, it's fine. Just make sure the bottom line is clear. We are not involved with Matt Stanley anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're not recruiting him anymore. Because unless you kill this story, when he, next Wednesday night, announces that he's signing with Wachita Baptist, that's going to reflect poorly on us because the story that's out there right now is that we've offered a Division II prospect. So you got to kill that one way or another, sources said, however you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you handle that situation if that's actually the situation. If I'm on the Memphis staff, I initiate that conversation with Mark Giannotto or anybody who covers college basketball for a living, anybody with a respected name, anybody who is taken seriously. But not only did they not initiate that conversation, they didn't respond to Mark trying to ask them about it, even off the record. That's what Mark tweeted earlier today. And that is insane, because guess who they're hurting by doing that?
Them.
Themselves.
Themselves. Yeah, I mean, you got to call him.
Hurting themselves, and only themselves. Mm-hmm. And last night and everything that's happened today is proof of that. You cut your beat writer off, and he keeps doing his job the only way he can, which is by talking to other people. You don't talk to him, fine. But now he's talking to DJ Jeffrey's dad. How'd that work out for you?
Oh, God.
You don't talk to him, fine. But now he's operating reasonably under the assumption that you've offered Matt Stanley. And I know Jason Smith went at Mark Giannotto a little earlier today. We had some former beat writer on current beat writer crime. And he said that, you know, Jason's point was, if you're Mark Giannotto, you can't go with that information that Matt Stanley was offered unless you get it from the staff. And Jason knows I like him, and Jason knows I respect him. I did my best to recruit him to leave the commercial pill and join 92.9. I think he's tremendous. I thought he'd be good. He's been even better than I thought on radio.
Yes.
He's just dead wrong on this, though. There are entire websites built around prospects saying they got offers from schools. And not everyone is double-checked with a coaching staff. Charlie Smith said he got an offer from Michigan, reports scout.com. Jimmy Douglas said he got an offer from UCLA, reports rivals.com. Harry Gregory said he got an offer from Seton Hall, reports 247 Sports. So on and so forth. These reports happen every single day. And almost no kid is ever caught just making up an offer from a school. So it's perfectly reasonable for Mark Giannotto to report Matt Stanley said he got an offer when Matt Stanley said he got an offer. Plus, Matt Stanley's father said the same thing. Plus, Matt Stanley's high school coach said the same thing. Mark Giannotto actually did his job well here. And if the information he had was untrue or outdated or a misunderstanding, it is on the Memphis staff to correct the record. Not because they owe Mark, but because it benefits them to correct the record. Mark doesn't look foolish today. The Memphis staff looks foolish today because they either missed on a D2 player or let the world think they missed on a D2 player. You pick which version of the story you like. Doesn't matter to me. But both versions reflect poorly on the staff. Bottom line, like I said, one of two things happened here. Either Memphis genuinely got beat for a basketball player by a Division II school, which is embarrassing, or Memphis offered a Division II player, then backed off, but then nonsensically let the story of that offer live until it was too late, which is dumb, dumb, dumb. Because the byproduct of that decision, of letting that story live, had employees of ESPN, Sporting News, Yahoo, NBC Sports, and countless other sports media figures mocking Memphis again. And there is no staff in America that needs additional
unflattering tweets and columns directed at them right now less than Tubby Smith's staff at the University of Memphis. The latest round of negativity is once again totally self-inflicted. It's rooted in a phone call to a Division II recruit that should have never been made, and it ended up being what it became because they either missed on a Division II prospect or because they failed to kill a story about them pursuing a Division II prospect. Either way, it's a bad deal, but it's merely the latest bad deal, and history suggests it probably won't be the last. John Martin is my little buddy and the co-host of the Jason and John Show. I'll talk to him next.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, the radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, back again for DeSoto Auto Sales. Have you checked out DeSotoAutoSales.com yet? These guys always have vehicles coming in every day, and they range from $8,000 to $25,000, and their website is updated daily with pics and details of each new arrival. If you haven't been on their lot, it's amazing. There are so many great vehicles out there at incredible prices, so if you don't want to pay those new car prices, this is where you need to go. These guys are not one of those dealers that hold out for top dollar. They price their vehicles to move them, to sell them. That's what they're there for. Always over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the ground, plus every car is quality checked before it hits the lot. Fair pricing is guaranteed at DeSoto Auto Sales because, let's face it, most people aren't looking to spend $500 to $600 a month on a vehicle. So if you're looking for a great late model used car, go see my friends at DeSoto Auto Sales. DeSoto Auto Sales is located at 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, and they're on the web at DeSoto Auto Sales.
Memphis is known for barbecue, and not just okay barbecue, great barbecue. And if you want great barbecue that's fresh and that's never been frozen, this is Gary Parrish telling you to check out George's Fresh Memphis Barbecue in Collierville. The address is 890 West Poplar Avenue. It's on Poplar, just west of Byhalia Road. And when I say fresh barbecue, I mean fresh barbecue. And by the way, not all Memphis barbecue qualifies as fresh barbecue. I'm not going to name names, but not all the famous spots around town can honestly tell you they never freeze their meats. But George's Fresh Memphis Barbecue can say that. No meats are ever frozen. They don't even have a freezer. It's same-day barbecue only, and the sauce, including the local favorite cola sauce, are all made in-house. George's has egg rolls, nachos, wings, pork, brisket, ribs, ample portions, so you never leave hungry. You can dine in, take out, or you can take advantage of the catering service. We're talking about awesome food with fresh ingredients. We're talking barbecue the way it's supposed to be. So next time you're out east, check it out. If you don't get out east much, you should change that. Why? George's Fresh Memphis Barbecue is why. The address is 890 West Poplar Avenue. That's on Poplar, just west of Byhalia Road.
As a jeweler, I'm involved in life's truly special moments, and I have something going on you won't want to miss. This Friday and Saturday, join me for the King Diamond Event. For 2 days, you can see a wonderful selection of diamonds in all shapes and sizes and purchase this weekend at values only found at King. Plus, every purchase comes with my lifetime warranty, and during this event, a year's worth of insurance and no additional charge. Ask about special financing available with approved credit. Choose your diamond, and we'll find you the perfect ring or custom design a ring to go with your diamond. This weekend, a huge selection of diamonds in all shapes and sizes, unbeatable values, a lifetime warranty and maintenance, insurance for a year at no charge to you. In my opinion, that's a slam dunk. Thinking of a spring engagement? Come to King this weekend. Wanting a bigger diamond? Come to King this weekend. Have a big anniversary or birthday? Come to King this weekend. The King Diamond Event, this Friday and Saturday at King. I'm a jeweler. My name is Steve, and my store is King. King Furs and Fine Jewelry in Laurelwood.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort
to a whole new level.
Porch to pool, deck to den. Ken Rash's Memphis at 3686 Summer Avenue is where outdoor comfort and outdoor cooking come together. There's nothing more comfortable than sitting or lying on one of Ken Rash's sofas, love seats, sectionals, or lounge chairs while dreaming of a great meal cooked on the finest charcoal or gas grills offered in the Mid-South. Celebrating 46 years in Memphis, you can call Ken Rash's Memphis at 458-7541 or visit KenRashMemphis.com. Outdoor comfort and cooking come together at Ken Rash's.
Just being closer can make you a winner. Take the guy who moved in right next door to that emotionally fragile lingerie model who just can't stand being alone. He may not dress well. He may not be all that good looking, but he's closer, and that makes him a winner. It's like Southland Park Gaming and Racing. It has your favorite games, great food, and the best atmosphere around. Plus, it's closer, and that makes you a winner every time you go. Southland Park Gaming and Racing. Closer wins. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 1-800-522-4700.
Ah, man, I love these Sonic Nights. Shakes are half price after 8 p.m.
Yeah, but so are the ice cream slushes, and they're better, so.
What did you say?
Ice cream slushes are better.
Shakes are.
Ice cream slushes.
Shakes.
Slushes. That's it. Let's take this outside.
What a lovely spring day.
I love those begonias you planted.
Okay, they're actually hydrangeas.
Begonias!
Sonic Nights, featuring shakes and new ice cream slushes, half price after 8 p.m. This is how you Sonic. For a limited time, only participating Sonic Drive-In.
Celebrate Earth Month with Kroger and save on quality brands that help protect our planet. Download over $60 in digital coupons at sustainabilitylivshere.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gary Parish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. I told you I got two tickets to Grizzlies first game three. That's tonight. You want them? Be the fifth caller right now. 5353776. I never say the number, so I'm never sure what it is. 5353776. Is that correct?
You got it.
Be the fifth caller right now. 5353776. You can win two tickets to tonight's game, Grizzlies Spurs. Tips at 8:30. You'll be able to listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Reginald on Twitter asked the question, what's the difference between Memphis basketball recruiting a Division II player and Memphis football recruiting Paxton Lynch, who had no offers? First, Paxton Lynch had an offer from Central Florida on National Signing Day, so that part of it's not true.
Yep.
Secondly, don't make me spend time explaining to you the difference between Memphis football recruiting and Memphis basketball recruiting. Memphis basketball recruiting historically involves four stars and five star players, McDonald's All-Americans, top shelf guys. Top 10 national prospects. Memphis football has never done that. It is actually amazing that at this moment, Memphis football is recruiting at a higher level than Memphis basketball. That should never be the case. Just like Duke football should never recruit at the level of Duke basketball.
Right.
So the fact that Memphis football is out-recruiting Memphis basketball right now is like...
It's crazy.
It's awesome for the football program, but it also speaks to where the basketball's recruiting is now at. And either way, the bottom line remains the same. You are the University of Memphis basketball program. You've been to three Final Fours with three different coaches. You've enrolled McDonald's All-Americans. You've enrolled future NBA number one overall picks. You've enrolled top 10 prospects consistently regardless of coach. You should never even pick up the phone and call somebody who doesn't have another Division I offer at all. Like, that's whatever happened after that happened after that. But the phone call is just, like, baffling on a million different levels. John Martin is the co-host of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 to 2, he joins me now. How are you, young man?
I'm well, man. I'm well. I'm getting ready for game three tonight.
You are getting ready? Well, how do you go about getting ready for a game? Like, what do you have to do? Stretch?
No, I just take a shower.
Okay, yeah, that seems like a...
Okay. I'm going to get a run in before the game, and then I'm going to take a shower, and then I'll head down to Beale.
I will talk to you about that in just a second, but I want to continue the conversation that I was having in the opening segment. That's a conversation about the Matt Stanley, University of Memphis. If nothing else, public relations disaster, because either one of two things happened. And by all means, if there's a third option out there, please inform me of what it could be. One of two things happened, far as I can tell. either they like actually recruited, offered, pursued Matt Stanley, at which point that means they actually lost him to a Division II school, or, and I think this is honestly the more likely scenario, they offered, then backed off, but then let that story live that Matt Stanley had been offered, that Memphis was involved with Matt Stanley, at which point when he picks Wichita Baptist, it looks awful for you. It becomes like a national joke on social media. So either they were actually pursuing a Division II prospect till the end, or they didn't go out of their way to pick up the phone, call their beat writer, and kill the story that he kept writing about to help them avoid public embarrassment. Either way, whichever version you prefer, either one reflects poorly on that staff.
Yeah, it does. And there's no way around that, you know, and we definitely, I'm sure we have not made their lives easier on 92.9. I mean, not that we've been unfair. We've just kind of been honest. It's just not been a good month for Memphis basketball. And I think this is the latest example. I think it's pretty obvious what happened. I think what happened is that they offered the kid and they didn't realize, like, you know, what kind of backlash that would bring on. I really don't. I don't think they thought that. They thought they could just, you know, they thought that Memphis fans would be, oh, look, they're going after a kid. But for whatever reason, I don't think they took into consideration the reaction that Memphis fans would have. And, I mean, I think we all, to the extent, if anybody on our station talked about it, I mean, we killed them. We destroyed them for, like, trying to steal a kid that is committed to a Division II school. And I genuinely believe that reaction from us, from fans, from everywhere, I genuinely think that made them rethink it.
If that's true, let me stop you there. Because that is what Jason Smith thinks as well, that it became public that they had offered Matt Stanley. The backlash was so intense that the staff decided not to recruit him. I'm going to give the staff more credit than that. If you identify somebody you think might be helpful to your program, you shouldn't care what anybody says on the radio or on social media or whatever. Like, I can't imagine that. I'm giving them credit here. This is a compliment. I can't imagine they would change their recruiting plans based off of how people perceived their recruiting plans. I hope that's not true. Because that's even worse.
I agree. But my understanding is that is the case. I mean, that is my understanding.
You would identify a basketball recruit. This is what you're telling me you think they did. They identified a basketball recruit that they thought might be helpful to their program. They offered him a scholarship. And before he accepted, the backlash was so intense on talk radio that they decided they would no longer offer him a scholarship.
Well, what we have heard is that Saul Smith sort of spoke out of turn. And in between the time when he extended the offer to Matt Stanley, once word got back to Tubby Smith, he nixed it. And I think the public reaction definitely played a part. So let me make sure I understand.
Tubby nixed it because Tubby was like, hold up, we're not recruiting Matt Stanley. This is insane. Or Tubby nixed it because Jason Smith and John Martin and other people were mocking it on radio, and he can't have that. I can't buy that at all because it flies.
Like, that's fine. I mean, I don't think it was that just that alone.
Because if you were that concerned with what people,
I do think it was a factor. Not just us, everybody from everywhere, but everywhere. Not just. I'm not trying to say Jason and John changed the direction of Memphis basketball recruiting. But do I think that the reaction played some small part in it? Yeah, I do.
Well, like, then explain to me why they also didn't cave on the Keelan Lawson situation and just do the sensible thing there. Like, the backlash on that was more intense than the backlash on this, because that actually matters in a real tangible way. You're going to suck next year because you didn't handle the Keelan Lawson situation correctly.
Well, because he's not going to change his staff. I mean, that he's not going to change his staff. He's not going to demote Saul. You know, and we've gone back and forth, and I think we all agree that you should, if it means having those kids. But he totally plainly was not going to do that. He's been loyal to that staff. He's just not going to change it.
I'm talking to John Martin here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Okay. For whatever reason, Tubby decided to nix the recruitment of Matt Stanley. Let's forget why. Let's just focus on that. That's what happened. That's the that's the story we're operating with right now.
Yes.
How do you let your beat writer keep writing that Matt Stanley is mulling an offer from the University of Memphis? How do you not pick up the phone, call your beat writer, and say, you have got to make it clear we're no longer recruiting him, or that we never were recruiting him, or that it was a misunderstanding, or whatever reality is, we just can't have it among our fans thinking that we offered a division, a player who is going to very soon publicly commit to a Division II school and sign the papers and go through. Because as soon as that happens, it is going to look like exactly what it looked like last night, which is the University of Memphis had a scholarship on the table and a kid decided he'd rather go to Wachita Baptist than play for the Tigers. How do you not kill that story? Have you never, be honest, you never had a coach call and ask you to kill a story?
Oh, I'll change a story or, you know, put a certain, you know, narrative out there.
And when I say kill, I don't mean like delete
it. All the time.
Yeah. And when I say kill, I don't mean delete it. I mean like, hey, right now, people are operating under the assumption we're recruiting this person. We are not recruiting this person. Can you please make it clear we're not recruiting this person? Or like in the coaching carousel, hey, people right now are connecting my name to that job. Can you make it clear I'm not a candidate for that job? You know, from sources, however you got to do it. Because I don't want people thinking I'm a candidate for the job. Then this other guy gets the job, and it looks like he got the job over me. Like, this happens all the time. I take calls from people every week saying, hey, this is out there, but it's not right. This is out there, but I don't want it out there. This is out there, but it's not true anymore. It was true when it got out there, but it's not true anymore. Can you make sure it's, you know, the record is clear, that the record is updated, that everybody knows we're not recruiting that person anymore? Like, this happens all the time. Why would they not do that? Because to not do it creates the public relations disaster they dealt with last night and are dealing with today.
I mean, whether or not they offered the kid is almost like, at this point, it's secondary. Like, it doesn't even matter, you know? It's totally secondary. Now it just looks like the perception is that Memphis has lost a kid to a Division II school. And the truth doesn't, at this point, the truth doesn't really matter because we never are going to know the truth. The Stanley family says they have a written offer. And, you know, and the Memphis staff is going to say, we're never going to know the real truth. And why this story was allowed to let breathe, you know, I mean, Gary, I don't know Mark Giannotto that well. I mean, I met him at the Sweet 16 in the Elite Eight, and he's a nice enough guy. But, like, that's a relationship thing. And I also will say, like, you know, I just put it out there. I'll be completely honest with you. When they got the job, when the Memphis staff got the job, I emailed and texted every assistant on that staff just to sort of say, hey, here's who I am. I'd love to get a chance to work with you, and I'm looking forward to it and everything. I didn't hear back from one single person. So I really believe that this is a staff, and you talk to people who have covered this staff in the past, they're not a particularly media-friendly staff. You know, they kind of just do their own thing. Tubby's like the opposite of Josh Pastor in every single way, whereas, like, Josh was overbearing. And Josh would call you in the middle of a radio segment and text you in the middle of a radio segment. I remember I was doing a hit with you just randomly in studio, and, like, he was correcting me on something that I said. You know, like, Tubby is the complete opposite. So, you know, I think in terms of why you let that story breathe, I think it's a mistake. I think you should have been a little bit more proactive in, you know, in not allowing that perception to get out, because it is damaging. Because, I mean, everybody's blaming you, right? Like, Gary Parrish is ruining this program, but it wasn't just Gary Parrish.
Who is blaming me? That's where you get too caught up in
what?
That's when you get too caught up in 30 people behind on a message board with fake screen names. Like, those people, they're like, it's 30 people. Nobody's blaming me. No rational person is blaming me for anything. I didn't chase off the Lawsons, fail to recruit Markel Crawford. How is it possible that Markel Crawford is better, significantly better than anybody you're adding to your team next year? And the season ends, and you have several weeks to try to re-recruit him to the school, and you don't even attempt it in any meaningful way? Nobody thinks that's my fault. That's where you...
No, I was talking about this story specific. I wasn't talking about the whole... I was talking about this Matt Stanley story specifically.
What are you talking about? Matt Stanley tweeted he got an offer from the University of Memphis. I didn't tweet that. Matt Stanley did.
No, like you're I'm directly referring to your tweet from late last night. That's it, and you're right. No, I'm not saying everybody, but I'm just saying, like, your name has come up, and that's what I'm saying.
Come
like,
up where?
Come up where? On Twitter, on message board.
Who? You're talking about 40.
You know that. I'm not telling you something. I'm not saying it matters, but it is out there.
You're talking about 40 people in a city of a million. Jeff Eisenberg wrote a whole column about it. Rob Doster wrote a whole column about it. That Jeff Borzello tweeted about it. Sam Vecenie tweeted about it.
That was my point. It wasn't just you talking about it. So that's why I said they should have been more active in not allowing that perception to become the perception. That's what I was saying.
If you, like, it's just in your best interest and basic public relations 101. If people think you're recruiting a Division II prospect and you're getting mocked for it, and you're not actually recruiting that Division II prospect anymore, you've got to make it known publicly that you're not recruiting that Division II prospect anymore. Because if you don't, last night is what happened. Today is what happened. Like, I don't understand why they're not smart enough to understand that.
I don't know how much, you know, how much they care about it.
Well, then that's stupid, too, because you can say I don't care about the media, but when it damages your brand, I mean, there's a reason why every other major corporation has like a public relations department, and they don't always execute things perfectly. United Airlines is a good example. Pepsi is a good example. But they understand the value of protecting a brand and not allowing a brand to be damaged. The Memphis basketball brand, as it is, got damaged again last night and damaged again all day today. Why? Because of a totally self-inflicted public relations disaster. So I agree with you that they don't seem to care. I just think it is insane to not care, because when you are a joke in your own market right now and a joke around the country right now, like, for real, there is no basketball program in America that has had a weirder and worse offseason than the University of Memphis basketball program. And I don't even think it's close.
Not close.
To not care about the damage that does to you is insane, short-sighted, and stupid.
Well, and that's the inherent problem with Tubby Smith is that, like, it is short-sighted because this is his last job, you know? Like, this is more than likely going to be his last job. So he's not thinking about the long game, you know? And it's obvious. It could not be more obvious. Like, you know, Tubby Smith just thinks he's going to do things his way, and he's going to win basketball games his way, and the rest is just noise and nonsense. And it's just, that couldn't be further from the truth. Like, this is real damage, and it's not us. Like, it's not just us. Like, you know, it's everybody. Everybody is noticing this. It's not just 92.9. It's everybody. And so this kind of stuff has a negative impact. And you're right. There's just been a whole laundry list of incidents. You know, and the only way that you can overcome this, you know, is if you win 20-25 games. And I hate to say it, like, he doesn't have the roster right now to do that.
No, not even close. And if you think he does, find me the last time a Division I program, a high major program, won 25 games relying on junior college players and first-year players ranked outside of the top 100, which is what this recruiting class is, which is just like the other baffling thing. The best player you could have actually recruited to next year's team would have been re-recruiting Markelle Crawford, and they didn't even try. Like, you're spending more time on Matt Stanley than you did Markelle Crawford. Like, what?
No, I agree. I mean, I agree completely. I agree with you on that. Like, I think, you know, with the Markelle Crawford thing, like, he said over and over and over again to us, like, even we picked up on what the deal was. He just basically wanted to be re-recruited. You know, like, when he was in high school, he got an ACL injury, and his recruitment cooled off. And so I think, you know, with one last year of eligibility, he just wanted to feel wanted. I'm not going to blame the kid. I'm not going to blame the kid at all. He would have felt wanted if there was more than just Tubby Smith, you know, in the meeting, you know. If some of the assistants would have called him, and that never happened. And I just think that, you know, just to assume the kid is coming back, either to assume he's coming back or not care, yeah, I think that's an egregious thing. And,
yeah, that's an incident there that hurts the perception too, you know. So it's not good, man. I mean, it's not good. I hate bashing them every time we talk about them, but there's just not a whole lot
there's
of
no
good
choice.
Right now.
That is John Martin. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 11. I'll see you later.
All right, man.
I agree with you on the 40 Twitter things, number one. And number two, like, if it weren't for these mistakes.
People,
I mean,
like, all these people get so caught
oh
up
my God.
In social. And, like, it's really, like, it's 40 people.
Right.
40 people.
40 dudes.
The other 500,000 are wondering what in the world is going on at the University of Memphis.
It's true.
Like, I got a tweet from somebody here. They say, a lot of people do think you're talking negatively about your hometown university. I'm talking negatively about the University of Memphis men's basketball program.
Right.
In this moment. You want to know why? Because they just lost 6 of their top 8 scorers to transfer, which is not something that happened anywhere else in the country. A main reason that happened is because they stupidly demoted the father of their best 2 players and then treated him like crap while he was in that reduced role. So much so that he transferred his sons to Kansas. They had their 3rd best player,
yeah,
or 2nd best player, depending on what you think of KJ Lawson, in Markel Crawford. They had an opportunity to recruit him back to the school.
Yeah.
To say, okay, we could have recruited KJ back here if we wanted to, but you're the guy. You're the hometown kid we need to keep. You don't need to be the next Memphis player to leave Memphis. You need to be the one who stayed. Let us put you on billboard, and you be the centerpiece of our team next year. Instead, there was nothing.
Right.
And by the way, that's not speculation. I'm not guessing. That's Markel Crawford straight to me, face to face. They didn't try to talk me into coming back. What? What?
Right.
Frank Martin tried to get you more than the Memphis staff did? Michael White tried to get you to Florida more than the Memphis staff tried to get you back to Memphis? Mark Few tried to get you to Gonzaga more than the Memphis staff tried to get you back to Memphis.
Right.
Then they start recruiting a Division II player. Then, at some point, I actually do believe they backed off of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then they ridiculously let that story live to where it turns into a public relations disaster last night. And if you think I'm the one that can do all that, like, you're giving me way too much credit. Because I didn't tell Sam Vecenie what to tweet
DJ
last
Jeffrey's
night.
How about DJ Jeffrey's dad?
I didn't, yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, DJ Jeffrey's dad. I never met that guy in my life.
No.
He's the one that said the staff's not working, not me.
It's his own words.
So, yes, I'm talking negatively about the University of Memphis men's basketball program right now. I would actually use the word realistically about right. The University of Memphis men's basketball program. Tell me the positive thing to say.
Right.
Is there any momentum in the program? I don't see it. Is recruiting going well? No. 6 players transferring? That's insane. Like, what is, like, I apologize that I don't work for whatever that website is that,
right.
Is it Memphis Roar?
I don't know. I don't read it.
I don't work for Memphis Roar. If I did, perhaps I would tweet like Memphis Roar.
Right.
What's happening right now in the University of Memphis basketball program is insane. Insane. And there is nothing else comparable happening around the country in any other men's basketball program in year 2 of a coaching tenure. Nowhere else. So that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Is it negative? I guess. But it's also all rooted in reality. If you don't like hearing it, you just don't like hearing the truth. If you can think of the positive thing going on, I'll listen to it. I can't find it on my own. Be back in a second.
It's the Eric Hasseltine Show.
Those that don't like it, those that don't understand it, those that don't think it's fun basketball, those that don't think that this is a respectable franchise, they don't care because you're not part of it and you never will be.
The Eric Hasseltine Show. Weekdays 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's about that time of the year where the Memphis weather really gets weird. You know how it is and that it can produce some serious storms. So perhaps it's time to go ahead and put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. This is Gary Parrish, and I'm here to remind you that if your roof suffers some damage due to the unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. That's right. Danny and his team, they'll work directly with your insurance company to get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. You've heard me talking about it for years, and people ask me all the time if this is legit. I'm telling you, you can trust Danny Morrison to handle your roofing needs. So call him, 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186.
0186. Danny's company won Memphis Most last year in the category of best roofing contractor in the Mid-South. His team is experienced and knowledgeable and looking forward to your call. So call him. 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Danny Morrison Roofing. They're on the web at morrisonroofing.com. That's morrisonroofing.com.
JCPenney's Power Penny Days are back this Friday through Sunday. Get great deals for the whole family on select items for just $5, $7, and $9, like bath towels, kids' shorts, and tops and shorts for her. Plus, take an extra 15% off with your coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. And Saturday only, don't miss the ultimate coupon giveaway. You could score a 10 off $10 coupon. Hurry, in-store only. Power Penny Days and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 4K1 to 4K3. Coupon giveaway available while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Some exclusions apply. See store or JCP.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $180 off an HP PC.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off an HP PC and boost your productivity with a dependable HP PC.
Ends 4/22/17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
MMA returns to the Fitz on Saturday, April 29th, and I, for one, cannot wait. The good people at V3 Fights are bringing us another raucous slate of agile, hostile fighters. These dudes are lean, mean, and on the scene. They're rough, tough, and don't take no guff. For you folks that haven't witnessed one of these dust-ups, you're in for one of the most entertaining nights of your life. You folks that have been to one, tell those other folks what they'll be missing if they don't come on down. There'll be rage in the cage when they take center stage. General admission tickets are $30. Reserved are $40 and VIP seats guaranteed on the first two rows are $50. Get them at the Fitz gift shop or through Ticketmaster. Or stay the night in a deluxe room with two reserved fight tickets for just $189. Just call 1-662-363-LUCK and mention room code CPMMA. On Saturday, April 29th, MMA is back where it belongs at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
You want to work with an agent that has buyers lined up, one that will guarantee to sell your home? You need to get in touch with Josh Heisaw. He's the inventor of the 45-day guarantee. It's Josh's unique selling proposition. He's got a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold fast and for more money than the average agent. He'll sit down with you, help you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. Eventually, you guys are going to agree on a price. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll buy the home from you. You pick. It's totally up to you. It's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Heisaw doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, he'll let you out of the contract free and clear. And a whole bunch of listeners over the years have heard me talking about him and gotten in touch with him. One is Annie, had a home out in Collierville, listed it with Josh Heisaw. He sold it 7 days later with a cash buyer. He did that for Annie. He can do it for you. So call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. That's Josh Heisaw, 461-8147, 461-8147, or visit him online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is more than a dealership. It is a lifestyle, a name you've trusted for over 35 years. Our sales team, delivery specialist, and service advisors all understand that honesty and integrity are our top priority. Large selection of pre-owned Mercedes starting at $23,900. Let us put you behind the wheel today. After all, it's not just a car. It's a lifestyle. It's a Mercedes. Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, conveniently located off Poplar Avenue in East Memphis. All vehicles subject to prior sale. All vehicles plus taxes, title, registration, and dealer prep. See dealer for
details.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
To the airport, customs got a joint in my passport. Full cash and I gave him what he asked for. This America, small bride made it back into America. Hit Uber and maneuvered out the area. Rhyme animal, people terrier. Rap terrorist, tear out, tear
up. Sleep with these mattresses by Michael Zenner, where you're always going to find everything priced 50% to 80% off retail store prices. They don't have sales because they're always less expensive than retail anyway. Authorized service dealers selling brand new factory seconds, overstocks, and discontinued models at factory direct pricing. One store, one owner. That owner's Michael Zenner. You can reach him at 359-1040, 359-1040. He's been selling mattresses in the area for 16 years. Got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But he doesn't only sell mattresses. Also furniture, bedroom sets, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Everything priced 50%, 80% below retail store prices. So whatever you need to furnish your home, you can get it from Sleepy Z's. 2790 Kirby Witten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue and Bartlett next to Hollywood Fee. 359-1040. 359-1040 is the number. Top brands, factory direct prices, superior service, the carrying signature design by Ashley Furniture and Benchcraft. When readers of the commercial appeal, past 2 years have been asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area. You win it both years, back to back. It was Sleepy Z's mattresses by Michael Zauner. 359-1040 on the web, sleepyzzz.com. One day you guys are going to stop asking me stupid questions on Twitter.
No, they're not.
Holy crap.
No.
So I got one guy.
What's he got going on?
He says, I hate to be one of the 40 people you're referencing, but is it possible that maybe Tubby spent a year with the Lawsons and decided it was simply not a fit? No, it's not possible, and here's why, because I've explained it to you 50,000 times.
I know what you're going to say.
He demoted him less than 2 weeks after he got the job. Right. It ain't like they tried the Keelan Lawson thing out for a year and then decided, oh, wow, we can't have him as an assistant coach. That decision was made before Tubby even got to Memphis.
Right.
Because he was always going to hire Pooh Williamson, Joe Esposito, and his son, Saul Smith.
Right.
So, no, it's not possible that Tubby Smith spent a year with the Lawsons and decided it wasn't a fit. They demoted him as soon as they got the job.
Right.
And that is what led to the Lawsons leaving. And if you're still one of those people who think the law you're going to be better off without the Lawsons than you were with the Lawsons, I want you to watch what happens to your basketball team next year and then watch what happens when the Lawsons are eligible at Kansas in 2018-19. You will still be struggling, scraping and clawing to maybe get on the bubble, and the Lawsons will be winning a Big 12 championship.
Mm.
Tommies. I have four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Grizzly Spurs, game three. It's tonight inside FedEx Forum. Tip-off's going to be at 8:30. You can listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. The officials?
Yep.
I'm going to give you the first names because I don't want it to get too personal.
Oh, you don't want to
Just in case they try to rook us again.
Oh, we don't want to get rooked.
What's going on?
If they try to rook us again, Brad Carson, especially inside the grindhouse.
Yeah.
Ain't no rooking going on inside the grindhouse.
Heard that.
If they try to rook us again, you're going to be yelling.
Yeah.
Yelling frustration at James, Pat, and Courtney. So if you need the names to make it a little more personal, but we're not going to use their last names because that gets too personal.
Right.
The names of the officials tonight. Mm-hmm. If you see any rooking going on, you direct your frustration at James, Pat, and Courtney.
Story number two.
Markel Crawford announced last night he is going to be an Ole Miss Rebel. And I know that they had been working on this for a while. He had plenty of options, everything from Gonzaga to Butler to LSU to South Carolina to Iowa State. There were countless schools that tried to get involved, but ultimately he decides to go to an SEC program, decides to go with a coaching staff that he was familiar with, decides to go to a place that allows him to be continue to be close to his mother and close to his baby. And so
makes sense, actually.
Of course it makes sense. And he'll be great down there, I think. And
I do, too.
Whether or not he gets an opportunity to make the NCAA tournament, we'll see. I mean, Ole Miss can certainly get there, but I don't know if they'll be projected in the preseason to be an NCAA tournament team, although the addition of Markell is helpful in that regard. I heard Jeff talking about this earlier today, and I echo his thoughts. There seems to be some sort of weird desire from Memphis fans to wish Memphis kids who leave
ill
bad things.
Yep.
You know, like Markell Crawford did his time here.
Sure.
He tried to make it work. It didn't. But he graduated on time. He never got in trouble. He represented that university well. Mm-hmm. When I went to lunch with him, I guess it was last week, he walked in still wearing a Memphis polo.
Yeah.
He loves his city. He loves that university. But he also likes being a part of a basketball program that has at least some glimmer of hope to possibly be relevant. And as weird as this is to say, he can get that at Ole Miss better than he can get it at the University of Memphis right now. Beyond that, and I'd mentioned this in the earlier in the show, but it's worth repeating because I know folks have been debating it and questioning it.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to feel wanted.
Yeah.
And that's a very natural human thing. Like, if you're in a relationship, you want to feel wanted. If you are at a workplace,
sure,
you want to feel appreciated. And I don't think he felt wanted at the University of Memphis. The reason I think that is because he told me that. Mm. It's because it became very clear late in the season that he would at least consider transferring because he was going to be able to graduate. And then he could transfer without penalty. He'd be eligible literally anywhere in the country next year. And so when those options are on the table, basically everybody at least considers it. At least considers it.
Sure.
Unless they're super happy where they're at. And what Markell anticipated, and frankly what I assumed would be the case, would be that staff would go full speed right at him.
Yeah.
We can't lose you. You got to come back.
We have to have you.
We have to have you. If we didn't...
Yeah.
Squash whatever issues might have been there between you and KJ during the season.
Yeah.
Understand that's over with now because they're gone. We didn't try to recruit KJ back to Memphis because we want you to be our centerpiece.
You're our leader.
We want you on the billboard. We want you to be the future of Memphis basketball. We don't want you to be the next Nick King, Tariq Black, Austin Nichols, Dedrick Lawson, KJ Lawson. We want you to be the person who stuck it out, who turned this around so you can be thought of finally in this city forever. I thought that was a conversation you'd have with him every day.
Yeah.
I think he thought something like that was a conversation you would have with him every day. Do you know how many times somebody on that staff had that conversation with him?
I'm interested.
Zero.
Oh, boy.
It never happened. And I know there's an opinion out there from some people who think you shouldn't re-recruit players. Like, if they don't want to be here, let them go. But that ain't the way recruiting works. That ain't the way you build a roster.
You recruit your current players.
Your current players, you recruit your future players.
Right.
Like, you... That's the job.
Right.
Like, you think John Calipari likes begging 17-year-olds to come play at Kentucky?
No.
He does it?
Oh, yeah.
Every year. He's doing it today. He's trying to convince somebody how badly he needs them.
Yeah.
Right now, today, Hall of Fame, National Championship coach John Calipari. If you're above doing that, you ain't cut out for the deal. And so it is bananas to me that they didn't go and try to re-recruit Markell, because the truth is, of all the players they were recruiting that could possibly be a member of next year's team, the most talented one by far was Markell Crawford.
Yeah.
It is probably true that they spent more time on Matt Stanley than they did on Markell Crawford. That doesn't make sense to me.
Story number three.
George Raveling, a Nike executive, said earlier today that LaVar Ball is the worst thing to happen to basketball in 100 years.
What's going on?
What?
That seems excessive.
That's a lot. That's really, 100 years is basically the history of Nike and shoes.
I pointed out on Twitter, like some people would say maybe shoe companies determining where 17-year-olds go to play college basketball, like that might be worse than LaVar Ball. like you deciding where people play basketball. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, right. Reebok, like that. Maybe that's worse than LaVar Ball. And listen, LaVar Ball has been so over the top that I understand why people might be tired of him. But when you strip away just the outlandish statements like my son's better than Steph Curry or we're going to get a $1 billion contract, like what's the problem with LaVar Ball? His kids don't get in trouble. He's
family's all together,
two parent home.
Yep,
raised his boys to be smart and successful. Of all the chirping you heard throughout the year, there was nothing about Steve Alford like questioning his coaching or how he was handling his kid. Like LaVar Ball is really the worst thing to happen to basketball in 100 years. Not even the worst thing to happen to basketball like this year. Like I don't even understand. Like how did LaVar Ball become the devil? Like I would, if I were advising him, I'd say like pipe down a little bit.
Yeah.
But like LaVar Ball is harmless.
Well, clearly not a Nike client either. You know, you're making these statements about a non-Nike client.
Well, that's the other thing. Like it's probably already been made clear to Nike that Lonzo Ball.